Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me. Stop using the dope.
yeah. What race, creed, or color? Everybody, we need each other. Wake up, everybody.
No more sleeping in bed. No more backward thinking. Time for thinking ahead. Wake up, all your teachers. Start to teach a new way. They're the ones that suffer each and every day. Teach the children.
Welcome to a very important show for today. My name is the Reverend Anthony Martin, and it is a very heavy discussion that we will have on this day, February the 5th, 2018. Certainly, we are now in Black History Month, as we have known it for so many years. And the one thing that I've always wanted to do moving forward with this assignment that's been laid on me is to follow many of the powerful paths that has opened the door for young black leaders like myself. And one powerful leader that I can certainly speak of is the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, who has done a magnificent job in bringing such a discussion that we're going to have on today. This discussion, I believe, is warranted. It's a very powerful discussion. And it's a group that has been laid on my heart for many months now, and I've wanted to do much with this group. And this group is the Black Man's Discussion Group that is bringing this powerful discussion on today. And this discussion presented on today is the Black Man, Your Purpose and Plan. This was brought about from a book that was put on me by the Kingdom of God to bring to the forefront for such a human being that is the most powerful human being on the face of the earth. And at his best, no one can succeed or exceed this human being. And that is the Black Man. But the Black Man has been the most attacked human being on the face of the earth. The Black Man has seen a severe demise in his life, being attacked in every way, corner, in every aspect of his life. And because of such an attack that has plagued the black man, he has seen a dramatic, death-defying mental state of mind. He has witnessed himself powerful in his life and in his stance, but yet being as powerful, everyone knows the skills and abilities that the black man has within him. And knowing full well of those skills and abilities that exist within the black man, within his human abilities, he only in his human skill set, within his human power, have yet but so much mindset, so much energy, so much power to overcome the constant attack that has been carried out on the black man over the years, over the centuries, over the millennial times of his existence. Black men, within the realm of their power, also gave up so much power. Gave up so much power to those to whom the power does not belong. As we move forward in this discussion, there's a lot of things that we will try to, many questions I would say, that we will try to answer. There's a lot of questions on this day that will not be answered, but surely enough, there will be other shows to come. We will continue on this subject matter that is very and vitally important. The name of my new book is The Black Man, Your Purpose and Plan. You can certainly retrieve a copy of it on Amazon.com. Again, my name is Reverend Anthony Martin. You can certainly go simply just Google my name, Rev Anthony Martin, and all the information there is upon me, upon the many books that the Kingdom of God has laid upon me to put forth. And from that standpoint, you will certainly get a history of myself and the powerful projects that has been put forth and what's to come. I'm certainly not new to this radio show. We have done so in the early, well, I'm not going to say too early, but I'll say at least starting in 2013, we've done a few shows, and we've kind of took a delay, not a delay, but a, I would say, regroup in a sense. Around 2015. And so now we are back on the scene, much more powerful, much more stronger, and bringing a greater level of knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. There's nothing new under the sun. So it is highly important that people get knowledge, understanding, and wisdom from much of powerful research information that is here within our grasp, within our faces, with simply all over the internet and beyond. And so any information that we bring forth is truly nothing new. But the problem is, we never learned. We never have taken this information and applied it. Many have and many haven't. This is the one thing that hurts the black man, is with the black community being 14% now of the population. The federal census, the federal government census says that by the year 2050, the black community will expand. Its expansion will not come from black men and women born into this country based on the civil rights era, but its expansion will come from many of our African brothers and sisters, Ethiopia, Nigeria, Kenya, etc. And what we have to understand is, as we go deeper into the subject matter, we have to understand why there is a great attack, first and foremost. Why is the black man attacked to the level that he is? And it's easy for many to say, you know, the things that the black man does. It's easy for many to point out his shortcomings. It's easy for many to speak of much of the negatives of what the black man does. But that is the surface of things. That is what you see from the physical eye. That is not what is taking place on the underlining of things, behind the scenes. See, the Bible says it best, and I love this passage of scripture. The Bible says in the book of Matthew that do not set your eyes on what you see, but set your eyes on unseen. For the unseen, or rather for the seen, is temporary, but the unseen is everlasting. See, we as human beings, we wrap our vision, we wrap our minds around things that we see, and based on what we see, we conclude that to be it. We conclude that to be the bottom line. That's who that thing is. That's who that place is. That's who that individual is, based on what we see. But this is the damaging thing that many of us do. We do not have greater knowledge, greater understanding, greater wisdom. We don't, and let me back up. Based on us not having this greater knowledge, greater understanding, greater wisdom, that thing hurts us. It hurts us in a manner that when you don't know, then you suffer from what you don't know. And because you are so accustomed, people are so accustomed to standing on what they see from the naked eye, that thing can be deceiving, but then that thing can be wrongly determined. You can comprehend things from a bad perspective. Now, if you witness a murder, and over the years you've consistently seen a black man do wrong constantly, and he and his actions just constantly come to you and say to you, you know, detestable things, death-defying things, murderous things, sure, that in itself, you know, can easily lock one's mind into saying, yeah, he's no good, he's a murderer. But you're actually looking at the symptom of a thing. You're not looking at the problem. See, all things don't start in the physical. All things start in the spirit. You don't deal with a physical problem or physical issue with the physical. You deal with things from a spiritual aspect, because that's where it all begins. And that's where one has to know, have greater knowledge, greater understanding, greater wisdom. And when you possess this greater knowledge, this greater understanding, this greater wisdom in a spiritual standpoint, it's not just possessing this knowledge in a spiritual standpoint, it's through the eyes of God. Why? Because it is God who gave you and I life. He gave us life. And by giving us life, then it is not our purpose to which we live. See, let me do it this way. If I created a computer and taken all its components and put it together, I didn't create this computer for the computer's purpose. I created this computer for my purpose. I put this computer together, all its components, all its software, all its programming, not for the computer purposes. I put it together for my purposes, for it to do what I designed it to do. And with that being said, you take that same thought pattern, transition that over to God. And as you transition that over to God, it's the same thing. If God is the one who gave us life, then he did not give us life for our purposes. He gave us life for his purposes. So when I speak of the black man, your purpose and plan, the black man's only purpose and plan is God's plan. That's your only purpose and plan, brother. And see, many would holler and shout, well, you know, that's all fine and well, black man, but, you know, these preachers and they this and they that. And doctor. I didn't mention anything about a preacher. And that's where so many of us go wrong. Many folk put their life, their decision-making processes on the backs of a preacher when the preacher ain't God. The preacher is a representative of God. The only position a pastor, preacher, teacher has in one's life is to simply advise. A pastor, preacher, teacher is not the decision maker. A pastor, preacher, teacher is not the life giver. It is God. So that's the problem with many that we, not going to say we, I mean some to say you, many of you are running to pastor, preacher, teacher, and then pastor, preacher, teacher then turns around and misguides. And when he misguides, then you are turned off. And based on you being turned off from his misguidance, when technically you are only to go to pastor, preacher, teacher upon your free will, upon your choice, and seek advice. Pastor can't tell you about your assignment that God gave you. Every man, woman, and child on the face of this earth was given an assignment. But that assignment comes through man. Every black man on the face of this earth has an assignment. And you black man, keep running to everyone else about your assignment when the assignment was not given to everyone else. The assignment was given to you, black man. It was given to you. And this is the catalyst of things. This is the platform that the black man constantly is setting up for himself. He is setting up a platform. Not particularly for himself, but against himself. He's setting up any circumstance. There is no freedom when you deviate. There is no freedom to take on a lifestyle that deviates from who you are. There is no freedom in that. Only freedom that you can have moving forward is the lifestyle or the life period of who you are. The only freedom. No other freedom, black man. No other freedom. And you need to know and understand that these myths, this lie that so many of us believe in or taken up, I would say, we have taken up a lie that powerfully and strongly destroys who we are. It destroys what we were created to be. It destroys the purpose and plan that God ultimately gave us over to be. It destroys. And when you such a destruction when you see an everyday level of destruction moving forward in life, moving in your community, constantly seeing a demise of the black man, and that being something that constantly feeds the mind, constantly sees the narratives. When you witness that, and especially for the black woman, when she witnessed that, that becomes emotionally drained, black man. Becomes so drained to the point that if it's a consistent everyday sighting of things, an everyday vision of things, then you cannot say to the black woman, in the most part, what she is and what she ain't, what she not doing and what she is doing, how much she's against you and how much she ain't, because technically we are. Speaking of black men, we are the protectors of her. And you must be in that kind of position And the position to which you hold, black man, is not a position for you, your attitude, your philosophy, your behavior patterns, your actions to be in the way. Your attitude, let me put it this way. The thinking, one's thinking is determined by one's attitude. One's attitude is determined by one's philosophy. One's philosophy is determined by one's behavior. One's behavior is determined by one's actions. Powerful author, Anthony Brouwer, that in his book, one of his books that I picked up on, early books that I picked up on that I will speak of on the next segment. But that was a powerful philosophy, a principle, rather, that he put out there. The thinking is determined by the attitude is determined by philosophy, the philosophy is determined by the behavior is determined by the actions. And so when you, as a black man, looks for honor and respect first from his black woman, looks for submission, in a sense, from his black woman, let's deal with submission. Submission does not come by way of the strength of a man, the body of a man, the physical ways and means of a man, the strong and powerful knowledge, understanding, and wisdom of the man. Submission comes by way of the love of a man. See, when men seek for a woman to be in submission to him, men have to get out the way. And the woman is not submitting to you, black man. It ain't about you. It ain't about the man. It ain't about the physical ways and means, the physical manner of a man. It's about the love, the expression of love that the man carries out in his life, in his ways, in his thinking, in his attitude, in his philosophy, in his behavior, in his actions. It's the love. And any woman on earth will submit to love greater than anything else. And we have to understand that anything that we do in life, all things that we do in life, it is not a temporary thing, man. Like, man, it's never a temporary thing. Everything that you do in life, it's not today you do it and you're good. Next week you do it and you're good. 2 months, 3 months from now you do it and you're good. 6 months from now you do it and you're good. No, everything that you do to advance your life, you have to continue doing it until you leave earth, until you go to your grave. Everything you do, you got to do it until you go to the grave. It ain't about doing it until you decide it's done. It's about doing it until you go to the grave. Everything. And when you understand that concept, when you get that concept, understanding that concept means that it don't stop. Concept means it don't stop. Understanding that concept means that you have to wake up every day into your life of carrying out these duties. You have to wake up into your day, black man, and carrying out these duties to succeed, to exceed, to develop, to set stages. Many of you brothers have families, kids, sons and daughters. You have to set the stage in your life. You got to set the stage in your home. You got to set that stage. This is not a manner to which you have many choices. You don't have these choices. And as long as you are deviating from your choices, the correct choices, you're deviating from the proper and righteous decision-making process, you deviate from God's plan. And God's plan, God's purpose, and God's plan is your purpose and your plan, black man. And that's the manner of this book. Again, the purpose of this broadcast, the purpose of this show was based on the new book, The Black Man, Your Purpose and Plan. And you can get it again, Amazon.com. There are many other books that I have that is also dealing with the black man. Stop Killing Me, Black Man, Death and Destruction, Black on Black Death and Destruction, My Blood Cries Out, The Indentured Species, The Black Man. There's another good book, Man's 24-Hour-A-Day Service to God. All that's on Amazon.com. Again, you can just go to Google, put in Rev. Anthony Martin, and you will just look at my office page, Amazon.office page, and you will get much of that information. But this is just the start of many subject matters that we're going to touch on moving forward. But I want to dedicate much of this year dealing with the black man and dealing with the demise, the potential demise, but a greater rise is where I stand. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has been on the warpath to bring about the rise of the black man. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad and many others have been on the warpath to the rise of the black man. Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is certainly up in age, but he is a true leader, fighting to the end, continuing in his message to the black community and the black man. But the time is here and the time is now for new leaders to come forward. and deal and take up the mantle and continue to fight. Continue that battle. Continue moving forward with speaking to this issue, this plight, if you will. Continue to do our part to the rise of the black man. We got to do our part. So, I certainly look forward to many of you who were listening in on this broadcast, this show. Forward to speaking to many of you and sending this message out from this powerful show. We will continue this show every Monday at this time, 3 to 5. And we will continue the path to touching on the black man, the black community, and we will continue to feed the mind of the most, feed the mind of the most powerful human being on the face of this earth, and that's the black man. He must know, he needs to know his position, he needs to know the destructive path of his position, and he needs to know his rise from such a destructive path. The black man must know the what, the why, and the how of him by way of God. And so this is the purpose of this broadcast, the purpose of this show, and we will again continue this show, continue this subject matter, that it will someday be applied to many black men, many young black men, that we can begin to see a difference in our activities, a difference in our communities, that we can begin to lead to greater respect, greater honor, that our economic picture can, or outlook can put us in a better position to take care of our homes and our communities and do properly by way of a powerful economic picture and get back to our position of the decision-making with the families. For those of us who are married and those of us who have a wife and family, get back to being that king. Get back to being that decision-maker. Get back to being that delegator of the family, passing on proper instructions to the wife, that the wife can teach your instructions to your kids, and that the kids will know and understand the meaning of discipline that the household stands to, and not this wild out all and anything goes aspect. And every time you walk out your door, every time you pick up the phone to police, to 911, you walk out your door and you are walking and living improper, and a camera or two, a news agency or two pick up on that. They feed that to the community. They feed that to society, and you become plastered with a wild out bunch of nomads kind of people. All things start with the black man. If the black woman is to have any confidence, any confidence within the black man and building that black family back up, then let her confidence be the black man's consistency and standing firm, standing strong, and staying on board with his family and showing his sons and daughters the right ways and means on how to live God, not live you, black man, not live society, but on how to live God. And if you ain't comfortable with the ways and things and the words of the preacher man, then step out from that preacher man and go in an area where you are comfortable. Because the preacher man, again, is no one but an advisor. He ain't your decision maker. He ain't the priest of your home. He's just an advisor outside the home. You the priest of the home, black man. But your priesthood, words, language, knowledge is not that of your own. Your instructions come from God, and you have to adhere and listen to the instructions of God and take them to the heart and apply them to your life that you can know how to live Him, speaking of God, that He then can direct you on how to handle the woes and ups and downs of when the wife gets emotionally averted and deviate, the kids get out of hand. You can have the proper knowledge, understanding, and wisdom on how to respond, because the greatest is to respond correctly. You've got to know how to respond, brother. You cannot just respond however you want. You have to know how to respond, black man. Comes to your family, when it comes to your wife, you must know how to respond. You go before a representative of God and you seek God for holy matrimony, but then you go before a representative of the government and you seek divorce. How does that work? How do you go to God and ask God to bond you two, but then go before a government representative and ask a government representative to separate you two? To whom God put together, let no one separate. Let no one separate. So if your basis of your divorce is simple argument, you better fix that thing. If you operate on the kingdom, you better fix it. But if you operate on the world, do what you want to do. Roll however you want to roll. Feel consequences. Feel consequences. So we are close to the end of this powerful discussion on today. This will be a continuance. Discussion moving forward every Monday. There will be certainly bigger and better shows moving ahead. Powerful guests moving ahead. But we wanted to begin this show with a sort of an introductory again, and just introducing ourselves back to the community to where we had began some years back, and kind of had to, you know, take a break in a sense. It wasn't really taking a break, but we had to regroup, put it like that. So things are in order. We are now regrouped. and you will see a powerful broadcast moving ahead. You will see a more advanced broadcast moving ahead, and there will be greater shows to come. So I certainly look forward to making that difference, making that impact. Again, my name is the Reverend Anthony Martin. You can go Google and look and Google my name, Rev Anthony Martin. And everything there is based on me, based on what I'm doing, based on many of my subject matters, Google will certainly have that and show you my portfolio. Let Google tell you who I am rather than sitting here giving you all this other information. I'll let Google tell you who I am. In the meantime, there's a new book out again. Based on this show is based on the new book, The Black Man, is now available, Amazon.com. The Black Man, Your Purpose, Your Plan. And we look forward to that being the headliner in the shows to come. So with that being said, thank you all for listening on this day. Thank you for being a part of the show on today. And we will see you next week. This time, this station. Stay focused. Stay blessed. Stay with God.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war, and poverty.